Now that we know the directions of the focusing, now we're going to add the different types of breath. We're going to add in colors. The energy without anything special. Now we're going to give a color to that energy. So when visualizing the tip of the nose, we should be visualizing the yellow color, the energy in the yellow color. And breathing as we have been doing, in through the nose and out through the nose. Yes?
Yes.
One, in, two, out, two, three. 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 Thank you. Now we go to the next one. We breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth, focusing on the bridge of the nose. With the green color, the color of water. So the energy is green. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, when out through the mouth, it is with the lips closed so that it's like whistling, very subtle. Now, is that well understood?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, in, two, out, through the mouth, three. In, two, out, through the mouth, three. In, two, out, two, 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 three. Okay. Now we'll go to the third one. Focusing the third eye, and the color will be blue, the color of water. What am I saying? I'm saying nonsense.
Red.
Blue, the color of air. Excuse me.
Are we here for diet?
We're going to fight fire.
Yeah.
It's fire, I think. Red color.
Yellow,
blue,
green,
water,
red. You're right. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I do that too.
You know, I get confused sometimes.
That's okay.
All right. The red color, the color of fire. Now, of course, you see these colors are not just bang, because each color includes a whole range of different colors. You can't say that earth is yellow. Earth can be brown, it can be a different type, a reddish or whatever. And fire is not red. It can also be bluish or greenish or whatever. But we just use that as a guiding line. Okay. And now we're breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. The breathing out in through the mouth is like drinking lemonade through a straw. Yeah. So, in, two, out, two, three. Mouth, nose, two, three. Mouth, nose, two, three. Mouth and nose, mouth. Out, two, three. Mouth, out, two, mouth, nose. Two, three. Mouth, nose. Two, three. Mouth, nose. Two, three. That's fine. Okay. And now we go to the fourth one, which is air, blue. In through the mouth and out through the mouth, with lips closed, as gentle as possible. And we're not trying to absorb a lot of air, try to absorb a minimum of air. Because we are not, what we're trying to do is to absorb the prana, the subtle energy of the air, not the volume, not the oxygen. We need oxygen, but I mean, here we're referring to the fine energy of air. Again, yeah. So mouth. We said top of the head, didn't we? So in, two, out, two, three. 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 Okay. Now, it should be inaudible. I hear some breathing in, and that's not right. It should be absolutely inaudible. Now, have we well understood, or are there any questions? All right. Now, say for instance, when it's terribly nervous and anxious or worried or unbalanced condition, troubles in the family or in the work, or we miss the bus, or miss the plane. One can become tranquilized very easily by simply doing the first practice, which is concentrating on the earth element. The earth element is stable, brings stability. And not only if there's some problem, some incidental problem, but if one has a very unstable nature, it's good to take a little bit of spiritual medicine by simply doing this practice quite often. And one can do it in the bus, in the airplane, in the train, but not when driving. That's a very important one. The second practice, what I'm trying to say is, we don't have to say, consider these practices as being so-called spiritual practices. These are just simply practical, healthy practices, which can be done, for instance, daily in the morning, or as well as many times as one wants in the day. Perhaps just once or twice. I mean, just one beat or two beats or 10 beats, it doesn't matter. Say you're waiting for a bus and you can just do this 3 or 4 times and you will see that for some reason or other you'll be surprised that the bus came so quickly. It's just a stability tranquilizer. It's a tranquilizer, let's put it that way, to make it simple. The second one, is, of course, more, we're talking about the fire element, yes?
Water.
Pardon, the water, yeah. Excuse me, I get confused. I have too many things to think about at the same time. The water, the second one, say when there's some blockage in something. something just, it doesn't work out well. Or, there's, I think I said clearly, something is blocked, either in one's occupation or in a situation or in one's decisions, can't take a decision. The second practice helped very much to liquidize things, to get things going, unblocking. You know, like that kind of oil that you put it in metal joints. am I being quite clear? It helps tremendously. The third one, which is fire, helps tremendously if one is if one has lack of energy, one feels tired and doesn't have the energy to get something done. Do that practice and help tremendously. Say, for instance, you're terribly tired and you don't feel you can do something that you have to do, but you just have to do it. Just do the practice and you find all your energy back again. Just like that. These are magic tools, you know. They're not witchy things. They're really magic tools. These are healthy tools because they correspond to healthy products. The breath, that's all. It's a healthy product. It's not a chemical product. It's a healthy product. And rhythm. Rhythm is the secret of spiritual practices. We all know that the cosmos only runs with the power of rhythm. But that's again another subject. Another thing. One has to write a very difficult letter to the tax authorities. One doesn't know how to write it. One needs inspiration. The air element is a fantastic source of inspiration. Do this practice, and your letter will just charm the tax authority. You see, I said in the beginning, these are magic tools, but they should only be used for good purposes. And if you don't use them for good purposes, they don't work. Oh yes, they do work detrimentally on oneself. Yeah, reversely. Now, the fourth practice is, the fourth practice is a meditative practice. That is pure meditation. That means without any purpose and without expecting anything. The more one expects when doing that, the less one receives. It is just simply an abnegation of the self. And for this, well, the Sufis call it ether, but ether is a very definite, definable concept. So the way to understand that concept better is to just see it as brilliant light. If one has, now of course, I said without any purpose, so this can certainly not be done while driving, certainly not in the office or anywhere. Can only be done when one is restful at home, without shoes on, and making sure that the telephone will not ring, the mobile phone is out, and so on, and just simply being perfectly relaxed physically, psychologically, and I want, it's not a verb, but I think you understand what I mean, I could make it a verb, I wanting, not I wanting, it's not English, it doesn't matter. one sits in absolute silence, And oh, we haven't done this practice. All right, so now we will do it. In absolute silence, breathing through the mouth, in and out, breathing through the nose, in and out, but hardly breathing. Just not absorbing air, just letting it come in and go out without, it must be absolutely no, I want to breathe, or I have to breathe out. Just the minimum of breath. And of course, without any thought at all, not I want to see, but just simply waiting for that light to disclose itself. Brilliant light. Which perhaps first comes in the blue color, and then becomes brighter. But this is not a practice, this is meditation. I mean, it's not meditation, it is a meditation condition. That's right. A meditative condition, that's the way to put it. And it must not be too long, otherwise it loses its value. And this is done without a metronome. Now, coming back to the subject, these practices, if they're done honestly at home, then they're done with the metronome. And without a metronome, you're just fooling yourself, because it will go quicker and quicker, and then it doesn't make sense. But of course, when you're in the office, my boss will ask you, "Are you crazy? What's the matter with you? Get down to work. Stop that." But without the boss noticing it, you can very well do this practice. He'll be wondering, "What's the matter with you? You're so calm, you're so peaceful." And he himself will become peaceful. Or perhaps he will not even say that, but he'll be so peaceful. You don't understand. What's the matter? And of course he'll think it's himself. But there, you see, you will have helped him to become quiet and nice and human. Okay? I've worked with bosses. I know what a boss can be. Okay.